Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
About 2:36, the time Coach Giancaturri at the top of the hour will be Gwen and Chris, and they'll continue to talk about the excitement here in San Diego. I'm very excited about this. The city council today unanimously voted to move ahead with the sale to San Diego State. Still a couple of hurdles to get over. Hopefully in June they get over them. They can get the sale done in July, and hopefully San Diego State can get a shovel in the ground come August. But a lady that I think a lot of people are really finding out what she's all about. She's done an incredible job in the very short time she's been on the San Diego City Council representing District 1. Our friend Barbara Breed joined us on our SDCCU fan hotline. And Barbara, thanks so much for the time. I know you're extremely busy, but thank you very much for the time to kind of share what went on this morning in that emergency City Council meeting.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. This is a great day for San Diego. It's a day I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
Talk a little bit about, Barbara, you know, how you guys started right around 10 o'clock this morning. I know you probably talked in the last couple of days leading up to this meeting, but what was the conversation like this morning? And it seemed like you guys got to the vote fairly quickly.
Yes, actually, this is the first time we've, as a council, talked in public about a almost finished purchase and sale agreement, and as you mentioned, it was a unanimous vote. The meeting was actually less than 2 hours, including public testimony. There still are some more steps in the process. We have to meet twice in June to approve a final ordinance. Then the mayor needs to sign the agreement. Of course, the chancellor of the CSU system has to sign it, and hopefully the transaction will close by the end of July.
Barbara, once you get by the city council and they voted unanimously, I mean, what's the percentage or what's the history behind what the city council votes for and having to get through those next couple of steps? Is it normally pretty easy or has it become very difficult?
There's lawyers involved, and when lawyers are involved, you know, you never know, and there's highly paid consultants, but I'm optimistic that everyone understands the importance of this transaction for the future of our city. SDSU is going to build a multi-purpose stadium for Aztec football and maybe someday professional soccer and maybe even someday professional football. It's going to expand their campus and allow them to offer educational opportunities for up to 15,000 more students, and we're also going to get a beautiful river park. So I'm very proud that I was the first elected official to support SDSU West, and I think many of your listeners may know I was the first to oppose a competing ballot measure as Soccer City.
We're visiting with Barbara Breed from the San Diego City Council, again, unanimously voting today to move forward with the sale to San Diego State from the city to be able to get that brand new stadium and all the things that go with it. You know, just looking at the renderings, and I'm sure you've taken a good hard look at that and know all the little ins and outs of it, but boy, that's going to be really cool, not only for football fans and for sports fans, but I think it's going to be great for families with a hotel down there, retail store. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be beautiful. And just imagine game day at the stadium. It's going to be great. You're going to be able to have a picnic before or after you go to the game.
Hey, let me ask you this. When you guys meet, can you kind of, and I know I don't want you to give away any, you know, big secrets or you're not supposed to give out, you know, publicly from the meeting and that, but how did the meeting go, actually? How did it start, and how did you guys end up getting to the vote so quickly?
So, I mean, the meeting is a public meeting. People could watch it on their television or on their computer, and the tape is available. I think by now everybody realized that both sides had, you know, negotiated, each side given up some things, gotten some things. That's part of what you do when you're negotiating, and that this was a fair transaction for both the city and San Diego State, and that it was time to get to a conclusion. And let's remember, these are both two public entities. These are both organizations that are taxpayer supported, that care about the residents of San Diego. So at the end of the day, we should be partners in working together.
Barbara Bree from the San Diego City Council running for mayor in November. I got to ask you this. Now that you got this, and I realize a couple of more votes have to, you know, go along and get it to escrow, and then, you know, the San Diego State be able to take it over and get that shovel in the ground hopefully as early as August, because they still plan on trying to play there in early September of 2022. We'll see how that works out. What's your next project while you're a city council member working towards November?
So one of the things I chair the budget committee, and so we will be voting on the final budget in June. It's been a priority for me to make sure that our park and rec centers are open 60 hours a week, that our libraries are open 7 days a week. In the current version of the budget, the libraries are only open 5 days a week. They're closed Sunday and Monday. And it's also a priority of mine to make sure we have funding for the lakes and the reservoirs so residents can go hunting and fishing on these beautiful places that we have.
You know, Barbara, I got to say, you know, you were on, I think it was a week ago, Wednesday. And that night, I know you'd gone on some other shows later in the day and there was some TV stuff. But, boy, after it seemed like you were on with my show on that Wednesday, boy, this whole story about this stadium really sprouted legs. And it seemed like you'd gotten out there in front of it and were letting people know what was going on. And all of a sudden, you know, the next day, they decided to hold this emergency meeting that was announced. And then you guys had that today. But it really seemed like there had been a pretty good groundswell of support from that Wednesday moving forward at today's meeting.
I think public pressure is always important. It's important for city council members and city officials to remember that we work for you. You're the voters. You pay the taxes. We work for you. You passed Measure G, SDSU West, and it was our responsibility to get it done.
And, again, could you, just for our listeners maybe just tuning in, what are the other two steps you got to go through now with San Diego State?
So today we approved in concept a purchase and sale agreement, and we gave some more feedback to the city attorney on a few items. And so on June 9th, the goal is to vote on a final purchase and sale agreement. And then under the rules of the council, we have to vote on an ordinance twice. We always do a second reading. So June 9th would be the first vote. June 23rd, 2 weeks later, would be the second vote. And then we have to wait 30 days before the mayor can sign the agreement. And, of course, the chancellor of the CSU system has to also sign the agreement.
So we're looking at the mayor, Kevin Faulkner, and the chancellor signing it. Hopefully the target date will be about July 23rd.
Right. That's what we're shooting for. Exactly. And it will, the city's going to get $88 million.
Oh, that's great. Hey, anything else you'd like to get out there today while I have you on the line?
I'd just like to thank your listeners for contacting the mayor and their council members to tell them how important it was to get this transaction done. I'm excited. I hope I get invited to the groundbreaking. I'm a mom and a grandma. My grandkids are now 5, 3, and 1, and I'm excited to hopefully take them to some games and to a beautiful river park in a few years.
And I'll wish you the best of luck right now. I know we'll have you on prior to that, but best of luck in your campaign for mayor. I think over the last week, if people didn't know who Barbara Bree was, they found out, and you've probably gotten a lot of votes here in the last week. I would certainly think that is the case.
Well, thank you. I think you know, John, I'm not a career politician. I was a tech entrepreneur and journalist before running for public office, and my goal is to serve the residents of our city and to do it in an accountable and transparent way, not behind closed doors.
I appreciate the time, Barbara. Thanks so much. I know you're extremely busy, and thanks again, and we'll look forward to having you on the program down the road.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.